Jim Taylor back on WRMJ as our Aledo High School Athletic Hall of Fame coverage rolls on. And I guess when you look back, John Hoshide, at all the games you've been able to broadcast over the years, are there, you know, any certain specific moments that really stand out? I know a lot of people will say, well, it's got to be the state championship Carthage game. But I know there's so many games probably over the years, a lot of them are a blur. But any of them specifically stand out, you think?
Oh, a few. I mean, none maybe more than others. But, for example, I always said I was going to keep broadcasting games until Aledo finally beat Monmouth in football. Back when I started, I didn't think that was ever going to happen with Coach Dobry down there and the powerhouses he had. So I think that 1988 team beating Monmouth for the first time and winning the Olympic Conference, that was an awful big game that day at George Pratt Memorial Field. And then, of course, the first state title game with Carlisle with that huge fullback and dropping that ball game, that was a biggie. And then I guess the big ones are some of the exciting playoff games. I think of the Byron game where the Paget kid, the quarterback, just almost single-handedly beat us. Some of the games with Carthage, then also of course all the state championship games. Those were all very exciting to do. All of them unique. Each one a little bit different. And you know, speaking of great places to do ball games at, that was a great game to get to because working at the state championship game, with the exception of one year when we kind of got moved around to the wrong press box and didn't have any heat and weren't dressed for it, that's the best place to do a game from.
Well, in getting back to the actual broadcast, people don't realize that the work that goes into it preparation wise, and that's the thing I've learned about working here, is the preparation that goes into a lot of this stuff. And you know, behind the scenes, people don't see that. Again, it's you know, with the exception of the state championship games, when they provide you the rosters and they provide you the stats, I mean, everything else that you know you do for broadcasts is your handwriting, you're working at your computer, and of course Chuck, you're longtime partner since I think 1984. I mean, all the information, all that stuff, I mean, that's done by you kind of single-handedly. People don't realize that. And I mean, the preparation. And the other thing that I know about John, and it kind of drives me nuts because my handwriting's terrible, is the meticulous handwriting. But I mean, the preparation, and that for me, I mean, that's from broadcasting wise, I really learned how important that is. And I know you're, and people don't realize, I mean, a resource for a lot of other broadcasters, not only here, but throughout the area in the industry. And I think that's pretty important. It's almost like a you know, you would call it almost like you compare it to a coach. I mean, people don't realize that the resource you are to a lot of broadcasters out there. But the preparation, man, is amazing.
Well, you know, to do the game right, you've got to have all that at your fingertips. You talked about knowing the players. You got to do your memorization of your numbers. And it starts with the guys who are going to have the ball the most and then goes to the linemen. Because, you know, the one thing that I've found over the years that, you know, as kids want tapes of the games and things like that is, you know, there's nothing like hearing the announcer say your name on the air. So if a person makes a play, you know, you want to recognize them for it and get their name on the air. And that's why when the score's lopsided, let's say, or other people are getting a chance to play, I make it a point to try to mention everybody who's entered the game and is playing that day so that they can look back and say, see, Dad played defensive tackle there for the Dragons at one time. And I think over the years, too, you know, as you said, and you've added on to this, we keep pretty extensive files here, and the IHSA helps us a lot more now with their website, but we got files of all kinds of things that have happened over the years.
Well, and then just the expectations of the product. I mean, I think the listener, you know, expects, you know, when Aledo plays their football games to have this product on the air that, you know, I think we continue to, I think we continue to raise the bar every year. I mean, I think there's a little pressure in some of that, too, that, hey, you know, I know what people are expecting, so maybe we need to add something different this year or do something different or whatever. But I think over the year, each year, you know, to be quite honest, it gets better and better and more is added.
Well, and it helps. You know, I always say this, without our local businesses sponsoring the ball games, we're just not able to do those type of things. You know, we've added a sideline mic and added things like that, and those aren't cheap. So,
well, and the other, you know, we were, to be quite honest, a little Aledo station, one of the first stations in Illinois to do internet streaming of games.
Right.
I mean, and people don't realize that. In just to kind of sum it up, again, you know, this honor, getting this honor, I know it has to mean a lot, doing these games over the years, 30 years, and being associated with the program and some of the great people. Again, you know, just kind of sum up your feelings on getting this award.
Well, it means a lot. It tells me that, you know, people appreciate, you know, what I do. And so that's always nice. Anytime you're recognized for your hard work, that's always great. And I love dealing with the coaches. They're always fun. I don't get that much interaction with the kids, but that's fun too, other than the fact that now, as I say, I'm broadcasting the kids' games of kids who I used to do. And I said, when I get to the grandkids' era, then I think I may have to hang it up. But and the fans, as you mentioned, the big games. You know, if it wasn't for broadcasting high school sports, doing the games on Friday night, Alito or whoever, helping you out now that you're here, of course, you do most of the basketball, but helping out with basketball, those type of things. I mean, if I could, I'd tell you, Jim, I'm taking over now at the regionals here, and I'll take it from here on out. But, I mean, that's a lot of weeks sometimes, you know, it makes the job worthwhile, because you have some pretty rough weeks, and, you know, this is a business, and as anybody runs a business, there's your ups and downs. But there's one thing you can always look forward to in the fall or come October, November, and that's either a Friday night football game or a playoff game. And that a lot of times that helps get you through the week, and you really look forward to it.
And just before we wrap up here, the other inductee tonight is Brett Lee, who was, I tell you, that just the way he played quarterback, and, you know, a lefty, and was quick with his feet, could run the ball. And then I always thought, man, when they ran that sprint out with him, where he would sprint out to the left, and whether he would run the ball or throw it, I just thought that's a play we're always going to get positive yardage. But a guy that, you know, when we talked to him, you know, started out his career, I think, 1-3 as a starting quarterback, and went on, I think, a 32-2 run or something like that after that. He was pretty, pretty good.
Here's the thing about Brett. I mean, you saw, because of his heritage, following the previous quarterbacks, his relatives, things like that, then he was gifted with great athletic ability. And I could tell you in seventh grade that he was going to be the varsity quarterback for Alito when he was a sophomore. I mean, you just see who's ahead of him, and you just say, if he progresses and grows, here's what's going to happen. Because I've seen enough football in my day that I could tell that was going to be the case. And so when Brett's a sophomore, he gets the starting job. Coach Welder had to make a tough decision there, and quite frankly, that sophomore year, Brett got crunched. He just got crunched. But that's one of the things I remember about him. He got back up, and he hung in there, and he finished the season out and got us in the playoffs, and despite really getting beat up that year. And he paid the price. And then his junior and senior year, of course, he was probably, you know, one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback we've ever had in Alito football history. Because, as you said, he could throw the ball, he could run the ball, and he, talking to Coach Welter, he knew the game too, as evidenced by him now helping out young quarterbacks at Alito High School. So Brett could play. That's the way to put it. He could play.
All right. Again, and one of our inductees, Brett Lee, and, of course, John Hoshite tonight. Congratulations to John, a well-deserved honor.
Thank you very much, Jim, and it certainly is appreciated.
All right. Again, we'll have more Alito High School Athletic Hall of Fame coverage on WRMJ right after this.